Anyone out there listening that had someone propose to them more than once, like you didn't say yes the first time, they asked again, now you guys are married, or you did it more than once or twice or three or four times?
Wow.
855-444-6342, if that's ever happened to you. I think it's so uncommon. It's probably going to be hard for us to find somebody. Anyone out there that did it more than twice? 855-444-6342. How many times did your significant other propose before you got a yes? This guy proposed. Does anyone want to guess how many times he proposed? Hannah, you want to just take a guess? Throw out a number.
Three times?
Three
would
seems
be
like
a lot.
Yeah.
Kevin.
If it's not three, I'll double it. Six.
Six.
Oh, what?
My gosh.
Six times he's getting down on one
knee? I just can't imagine more than two.
No,
I really can't.
I can't imagine
Kevin's
more than
one. Kevin's
not
even
one.
Close.
I'm not even close. I mean, I'm that. Whoa.
40, I'm sorry. You're not meant
wait,
to be
did
at this
you say
point.
40?
43 times.
This dude's a clown.
What?
Okay, you guys have to tell me if this story is cute or creepy.
No.
7 years, 42 rejections. She finally said yes. Each one of them got more and more elaborate at times. It started with he proposed within this first 6 months. And she said, no,
I have
a three-year-old. We're not ready. We both just got out of serious relationships. And he's like, I just knew. And I wanted her to constantly knew that I never, ever didn't know. And so he would propose all the time. Like, I know you're the one. And they weren't just like, hey, let's just get married. Like, those casual comments. He had done it in castles. He'd done it where he rented bands to come out. And each time she would say,
and you got rejected?
Not right now. We're not ready yet. We're
Whoa.
Not ready yet. Candlelight dinners. His 43rd time, he did it when they were in London. And his words were, we are in the middle of the world and you are my whole world, and I want you, you're the center of my world, and I want you to marry me. And she finally said yes. They're getting married 7 years together.
I mean, way to not make the proposal special.
You didn't think
you should, you should hopefully get proposed to once in your life, not 43.
So you hate this idea.
Hate it.
Yeah, I hate everything about this. And I think it's sad that he has to keep doing
I know, this
it
poor
in general,
man.
And to have it be elaborate. Like, if you really love someone, it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm curious about,
yeah.
if other people have done this before, where someone proposed multiple times and then the timing wasn't right, and now you guys did live happily ever after. This happened to my a friend of ours. He proposed on Christmas. She said no, I'm not ready right now, although they had talked about it. And then they stayed together afterwards. They only lasted like five or
right,
six months.
Yeah.
It was so awkward afterwards. I cannot believe
Where's
it.
Where's this dude's self-respect?
Well, but no, maybe it's more of a work ethic thing. And I admire his
work
stick,
ethic.
His stick-to-itivity.
He
I
knew
love
that she was
he,
the one.
I'm not going to give up.
I see. That's why I think it's interesting
that's
who
where
we blame.
That's creepy then.
So do you think he was being creepy or he just knew that she was the one?
And I think he doesn't have self-respect and he's creepy.
All right.
And I feel bad for him.
All right. Let's see if anyone else out there has ever had this happen where someone proposed more than once. Maybe they can explain it to Hannah why you said no and why they had to propose a second or third time and why the timing ended up being right and why it's different. 855-444-6342. If you ever had someone propose to you more than once, how do we feel about this guy who proposed 43 times before he got a yes and now they're married? Anyone out there get proposed to more than once? 855-444-6342 to give us a call if you've ever been proposed to more than once. It's 855-444-MEGA. I don't know how many people have had actually stay together. This happened to a buddy of ours. He proposed on Christmas and they were going to start to stay together, which was super awkward, I think, for all of us. I don't know why they do this. Didn't they consider me when she said no? Because then I had to be around this awkward couple and I was like, there's no way they're going to make it. And then I think like less than 6 months later, they broke up. I don't think most couples can survive it. This dude proposed to his bride 43 times. It's going viral.
That's nuts.
Finally got married and it wasn't like when I do think that this stuff happens, like sometimes there's like casual performance proposals, like they proposed, they didn't have a ring or something like that. And it's like, when you really actually have a ring and you're serious about this, I'll say yes. This guy actually had the ring, was ready, and would do these elaborate proposals, like at a castle one time, had a band one time, candlelit dinners, and then finally got a yes 43 times later. And she says, I don't regret it. Women trust their timing. You know when the timing is right. And he said, I always wanted to keep proving to her that I knew she was the one. I knew it all along.
I'm just so curious as to what would have to change for her to say
yes. What was she waiting for? I think that that's the thing. I'm sure her no's weren't solid, like no's.
Don't when you know, you know. Like,
no. Yeah, there had to be some reasoning behind
it. Brett, you say that all the time.
But I don't think you should say yes to a proposal 6 months in. So I don't blame her. Right. I think he was in the wrong for proposing.
But it's weird of him to ask 6 months in.
I do think it's weird for him to ask.
For you to not be on the same timeline for 43 times is crazy.
Okay, I think love is weird. So I'm going to defend both sides here for a second. And just stick with me. I think love is weird, and I do think that, like, love never gives up, and you never quit. And so that's where I'm going to defend him, saying, oh, does he have any self-respect? He wanted to show over and over and over again that in the deepest of my hearts, I'm always there no matter what happens. And I think that's romantic. I don't think
it crosses, like, the line, though, when it's 43 times rejection.
That's always the line where we say, like, when you love someone, it's the cute or creepy game we play all the time sometimes at the show. Like, it's different when things that are romantic, if you take them out of context, sound weird or creepy or over the top. And then for her to say, like, I want to wait in terms of timing, I don't blame her for that. The thing I do blame her for is, why can't you say yes and do a long engagement? Why can't you be like, fine, yes? Because I feel like this was my personal experience, that when you're engaged, nothing really changes in your relationship. When you are married, it's hard to explain what changes, because you'd be like, you could have lived together beforehand. Nothing really changes, but something changes. There's like this feeling like, that's my wife, that's my bride, that something's different. But during the engagement period, you're just like really more serious and really, really focused on, like, before we do this thing, are this person right? She couldn't say yes and then be like, okay, I'll say yes so you can stop the proposals. I know that you know. Can't we just do a long engagement?
I've said this before on air, but an engagement should not be a surprise. The proposal should be. It sounds like they had not even talked about this engagement for the first 42 times.
Well, no, you can't say 42 times you were surprised that he was going to propose. Maybe the first one in the 6 months, but by the time you get to number five,
you need to have a genuine conversation. Hey, let's wait like 2 years, and then he should be able to respect
that. Yeah, there's clearly something not being communicated, because I'm just trying to think of it from, like, her point of view. Having to
say no is hard.
At a man on his knees and say no to him 42 times is wild. I don't know why you would stay. I don't really think that you love him if you reject him that much.
Kevin, your in-laws proposed more than once, right?
He proposed twice, okay? And the first time, and as I said, it's all about the rejection. My mother-in-law was like, now's not the right time. You know, we're still in school.
Timing,
we're
still
not at the right point. You know, ask me again in several months, and the answer might be different. And so he did, and the answer was different. It became a yes. So there's a reasoning behind the rejection. I understand.
Well, I guess at least she gave communication. This person who's rejecting the dude 42 times clearly isn't saying jack. Or maybe she is, and the guy just isn't listening and is crazy.
But why would you wait 43, you know?
Yeah. Maybe it's her favorite number.
Love is crazy, man. That is for sure.